You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Google has won a court case against the online maps company StreetMap. A court in France has ruled that Facebook can be sued under French law, and the Chinese internet giant Baidu has received an offer to buy its online video platform, Iki. The online maps company StreetMap has lost a court case against Google. StreetMap had accused Google of abusing its dominance in the search market by putting its own Google Maps results at the top of the search results, resulting in a dramatic loss of traffic for its competitor StreetMap. UK-based StreetMap had tried to argue that Google was guilty of anti-competitive conduct. The UK's High Court has ruled that Google is not guilty because Google Maps was not reasonably likely appreciably to affect competition. Google has welcomed the ruling, describing it as a victory for innovative businesses. StreetMap has said that it will appeal the decision. Across the channel, a court in France has ruled that Facebook can be sued under French law. The case related to a man who had his account suspended after posting a photo of a 19th century French painting depicting a naked woman. The man sued Facebook, demanding that the social network reactivate his account and pay him 20,000 euros. Facebook had tried to argue that users can only sue the social network in California, where the company's headquarters are based. The French court has ruled that this stance went against French law, as it made it extremely difficult for French citizens to sue the company. The ruling could set a precedent that could open the floodgates to users across the globe who want to sue Facebook. The Chinese internet giant Baidu has received an offer to buy its online video platform Iki. Baidu owns 80.5% of Iki and has allegedly been offered $2.8 billion to sell its share of the video business. It's unclear whether Baidu will accept the offer, but its latest financial report revealed that Iki was responsible for content costs rising by 125% and bandwidth expenditure rising by 81% compared to last year, making selling up a financially appealing option for Baidu. The Chinese video market is extremely lucrative, with Youku Tudu, Iki, and Tmall box office being the top three market leaders in the country. YouTube is banned in China, and Netflix has so far held back from entering the Chinese market. The Middle Eastern e-commerce platform Wadi has received $67 million worth of investment. Wadi is an e-commerce site targeting Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates and lists more than 150,000 products. Most of the investment comes from Altair Travel Group. Wadi said that it will use the money to expand into other Middle Eastern and North African markets, as well as improve customer services and operations. Altair Travel Group has said it'll help Wadi with logistics, cargo and fulfillment support. The Middle Eastern e-commerce market is worth around $14 billion currently, with this predicted to rise to $20 billion by 2020. And finally, the Japanese e-commerce company Rakuten has announced that it will be closing down its Indonesian, Malaysian, and Singaporean e-commerce sites by March. It will also be selling off the Thai e-commerce site Tirad. It's rumored that it will be replacing these sites with a consumer-to-consumer e-commerce app called Rakuma. Southeast Asia has a rapidly rising mobile internet penetration facilitated by the rise of affordable smartphones in the region. It's this affinity to mobile internet use that seems to be driving Rakuten to abandon its websites and use an app-only approach instead in the region. And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more, all at webcertain.tv. I'll see you next time.